Hey, it's Menachem Seiderson. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of What's a Jew to Do? Just like we don't wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av, we also don't wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. This again applies to both men and women and children who have each the age of chinuch, which is approximately 7 or 8 years old. Again, just like on Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that you can wear non-leather shoes even if they are extremely comfortable and supportive. However, there are those who have an extra stringency to try and not wear any shoes at all and just wear socks on Yom Kippur, but it is not required. There was an interesting stringency that you might not have heard of from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that he didn't like people wearing non-leather shoes that look like leather shoes. He felt there was a problem of maris ayin, an appearance of wrongdoing, and it's reported that he would actually tell people to wear white shoes on Yom Kippur and possibly even Tisha B'Av, so that it would be clear that those are not shoes. Obviously, you could have white leather shoes as well, but I guess it was more understandable that these were different and not the regular black leather shoes. Obviously, this is not a commonly accepted custom, and many people do not agree with this, including the Nitzan Gavriel, who specifically argues. And the common custom is that as long as they are not leather, it is fine, even if they look like leather. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.